From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
The GW boys basketball team improved to 2-0 on the season on Friday as they beat Dudley 70-65. Kobe Morrison led the way with 23 points and 9 rebounds for the Eagles, while Isaac Smith finished with 16 points and 7 rebounds. The Chatham girls beat Halifax 52-35 to improve to 3-0 on the season. Jakiya Jiggets led the way with 23 points for the Cavs in the win, while Sydney Ward added 10 points. The Chatham boys suffered their first loss of the season as they lost to Halifax County 64-38 to drop to 2-1 on the season. The Tunstall boys basketball team picked up their first win of the season as they beat Dan River 61-57. Corey Howell led the way for the Trojans with 17 points, while Corey Zielinski added 16 points. Also, the Tunstall girls beat Dan River 58-28. Trinise Strange went off for 24 points for the Trojans in the win. AGW football players were named to the 4D All-Region teams. Chris Law was named to the first team as both an offensive lineman and a defensive lineman. Running back Jaden Glenn was selected to the first team along with tight end Donovan Reeves. Also, linebacker Avante Fitzgerald and safety Tony Matos were selected to the first team as well. Quarterback Neo Cabell and offensive lineman Derek Walden were both named to the second team. Yesterday, the bracket was released for the college football playoffs. Oregon, Georgia, Boise State, and Arizona State are the top four seeds and will get byes. The first round playoff matchups are 5 seed Texas hosting 12 seed Clemson, 6 seed Penn State hosting SMU, 7 seed Notre Dame hosting 10 seed Indiana, and 8 seed Ohio State will host 9 seed Tennessee. In the NFL yesterday, the Carolina Panthers fell to the Philadelphia Eagles 22-16. Saquon Barkley rushed for 120 yards in the win for the Eagles as they improved to 11-2 on the season. The loss drops the Panthers to 3-10. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.